This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentralMedia.com. Please follow us on social media, Facebook.com/MuslimCentral and Twitter.com/MuslimCentral. Also check out our other websites, MuslimCentralTube.com and MuslimCentralImages.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I greet you with the universal greeting of peace, and it is the pledge of every Muslim. It is that which we have been instructed by the Almighty to start with when we meet one another, and it is that which we have been instructed to promote on a global level. It is the most beautiful greeting. It has in it not only a pledge or undertaking, but a very great school, and it has in it so much of education, we ask the Almighty to grant us from it. Bismillah walhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala abdillahi wa rasulihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I start in the name of the owner of peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most forgiving, most merciful, the one from whom all peace comes, the one who has granted us whatever peace we do have, and the one whom we seek that peace from. We send blessings and salutations upon the one who brought the message of peace to us, Muhammad, may peace be upon him, all his household, all his companions, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of us, my beloved brothers and sisters. If we take a look at the very first words I uttered, and that were, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy of the Almighty be upon you, and may His blessings be upon you. In essence, we are taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make mention of the most beautiful of greetings, and this is the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in detail. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. When you are greeted with a greeting, respond in a better manner than that particular greeting, or at least equate it. Reply to it in equal. So in this case, I am telling you, and as a Muslim, I am saying to you, may peace be upon you. What that means primarily is, to start with, I will definitely not harm you. And on top of that, I am praying for you that no one else harms you. And I pray that peace prevails not only in your life, but in all your affairs. And this is why we are taught to add after that, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the mercy of Allah be upon you as well. That's my prayer for you. And may His blessings be upon you as well in every single way. This is the universal pledge of every one of us every time we meet each other. And this is why when you greet someone, you need to ask yourself a simple question. Am I being genuine in the way I am uttering these words to my fellow brother or sister, or anyone else for that matter? When I say peace be upon you, do I then harm them after that? If that is the case, I have not understood the basic teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is important for us to know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger, may peace be upon him, has instructed us and has taught us so beautifully. He says, should I not show you something that if you were to engage in it or to adopt it correctly, you would be able to increase the love between you? And then he says, أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread the peace and the greeting of peace between you and amongst you. So the reason why this is of utmost importance is, from the very beginning, we are taught to promote this peace in every single way, and we are taught to greet each other. This is why I am one who actually promotes the clarity of the greeting more than anything else. It is important to realize when you greet someone, it is an act of worship. It is a pledge. It is a pledge that will promote inner and outer peace. The peace in all the circles that we need it to be in, the smaller circle that we perhaps are a part of on a daily basis, and then the larger circle, some of whom we may never meet on a global level, but we would have contributed to that peace by merely understanding the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this issue of greeting to start with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength. If you take a look at peace, it is the desire of every individual, the need of every soul, the struggle of every nation, and it is the hope of every prayer. I'm sure we've heard that, we understand it. Each one of us is searching for it. We would like it. Those of us who are not at peace, ask yourself, why is it? Perhaps you do not have the correct link with the owner of peace. Who is the owner of peace? He is As-Salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Surah Al-Hashr, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُهَيْمِنُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many of His names are mentioned in this beautiful verse. I want to highlight one of them. The source of peace. The owner of peace. The one from whom all peace will come. It emanates from Him. My brothers and sisters, how can myself or yourselves be in any form of peace, tranquility, contentment, if we are at odds with the owner of peace? If I do not have the proper relation with Him, if I do not worship Him and Him alone, if I do not understand His instruction to me, how do I expect inner and outer peace? And this is why He has chosen from amongst His names, As-Salam, that is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of peace, the source of it. May the Almighty grant us a solid relation with Him, a powerful relation with Him, and may we be from amongst those who strive to understand what that relation is all about, and how then we will taste the peace that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, let's take a look at the word Islam. To achieve peace through the submission to the same owner of peace. I would like to achieve peace through the submission to the owner of peace. And this is why Islam, it means peace, it stands for peace, it teaches peace, it rewards those who strive towards peace, and it teaches every form of peace. At the same time, it brings about internal and external peace in this world and in the next. That is Islam. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you would like to achieve goodness, if you would like to achieve that success, you need to understand that which is acceptable in the eyes of the Almighty is indeed al-Islam. The submission, it brings about peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us peace. And before I go further, let me remind you that when a person goes against the instruction of the Almighty, that person will struggle and grapple to come to terms with his or her own inner peace. They will not be able to achieve that peace because they are at loggerheads with the Almighty. They have sinned. So the amount of sin that is committed, that is the amount of lack of peace that a person would taste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. This evening I was reading a few verses of the Quran, and I came across something so powerful in Surah Qaf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives myself hope and yourselves a lot of hope when He speaks about paradise. He says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Paradise has been brought closer. This is obviously speaking of the last day and thereafter. Paradise has been brought closer. It is near to the believers, or for the believers, the muttaqeen, those who are conscious of the Almighty. It is not far off. Those who are conscious of the Almighty. And Allah says, هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ. Allah says, this is what we have prepared. This is what we have promised. To those who constantly repent or constantly turn to us, those who have protected their covenant unto us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are conscious of Allah, they tremble in the fear of Allah, they are conscious of their relation with their Maker, and at the same time, they are found returning to Allah. That brings a lot of hope. Because each one of us, sometimes in life, being human, we commit mistakes. We do that which we are not proud of. We commit sins. It is important for myself to be at peace with my own self to start with, by understanding that the owner of peace is inviting me to seeking forgiveness. He is inviting me to developing a powerful link with Him. Each time I go wrong, I need to know, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says very clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretches His hand in order to forgive those who have sinned by night during the day. And He stretches it during the night in order to forgive those who have sinned during the night or during the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. This is the mercy of the Almighty. If I understand this link with Him, I will definitely be able to be from those who are at peace. Because I know my past, I have made peace with it. I have left it behind, I have now come up forward and I have hope. I have the hope, and this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says quite clearly, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my worshippers who have transgressed against themselves, who have gone beyond the limits in transgression against themselves. Let them know that Allah will forgive all their sins, for indeed Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. My brothers and sisters, what a powerful verse. This is the peace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls towards. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to be at peace with Him by recognizing Him. To be at peace with yourself. Recognize who you are, where you were, where you are right now, where you are heading. Once you know that, and once you understand that, automatically it will bring about a link with the One who made you, the One who is in absolute control of every aspect of your existence, and the One whom you are going to return to very soon. Once you have that link, what more do you need to worry about? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us internal and external peace, the inner and outer peace. So this is the peace with the Maker. Worship none but Him, you will be at peace. You have understood your Maker. The minute we start adding deities besides the Almighty in our acts of worship, or we begin to worship the Almighty in ways that He has not prescribed, we are making a grave error. It is the ingredient of losing all the peace that we have, because we have turned to those besides the owner of peace in order to achieve peace. And this is why, once we have made peace with the Almighty and with ourselves, and we've realized how damaging a sin can be to our own peace, then we make peace with everyone else. We make peace with the others. Every single one has rights over us, and we have rights over them. It is important for us to know this, whether they are Muslim or not. Every one of us needs to realize they have rights, we have rights. And it's important to fulfill this. The minimum is the respect that you owe the others, the respect that you owe your family members. So many of us lack peace because we don't know that the Messenger, peace be upon him, has asked us to be the kindest and the best to our own wives and our family members, so that we can achieve the inner peace and we can succeed holistically, and so that they too can taste the result of that beautiful peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us peace in our homes. A person who does not understand the value of his own spouse will definitely lose not only his own peace, but even his spouse's peace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to be faithful and to be from amongst those who realize the value of our family members. My brothers, your children need you so desperately. How can you be found not fulfilling the rights of your own children? What type of peace do you want in your home? There will only be pieces, no peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May He protect us from pieces. Rather, may we be from amongst those who taste the peace and who can live by it and who can fulfill the ingredients to achieve it as well. So, we have the rights of your own family members. You have the rights of your neighbors. If you take a look at Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, it is reported that on one occasion, they had cooked some meat in the house. And he asked his servant, "Have you sent some to the neighbor?" And he was a Jewish neighbor. And he said, "No." He said, "Send some to the neighbor. I have heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Muhammad may peace be upon him, instruct us so strongly regarding fulfilling the rights of the neighbor that there came to a point where he said that perhaps Jibreel alayhi salam had made mention of this so strongly, maybe he might have made him an heir if we had to die." Amazing. This is just making mention of the power and the value of the neighbor. Whether he is Muslim or not, there are rights that you need to fulfill over or for that particular person or for your neighbor. We ask the Almighty to make us the best of neighbors and to make us from those who also as a result are reciprocated with the same treatment if not better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Similarly, we have the other creatures of the Almighty that we need to be at peace with. Did you know that it is my duty and yours to protect the environment? I cannot destroy trees in a destructive manner because that is against the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I cannot destroy the environment. I cannot start burning things, breaking down things without purpose, without a valid purpose in order to be constructive rather than destructive. You know, sometimes when you enter a city and there is a lot of development going on in the city, you find buildings are being destroyed. But they are not being destroyed in order for them not to exist any longer, but in order for a better building to come up in its place. There is a plan. If that is the case, your religion allows you to do that. But as a Muslim, if I am destructively just going around the world, breaking things down without purpose, then I have not understood my purpose in my own life and the purpose of the creation of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the environment, we're at peace with it. Take a look at the trees. Muhammad, may peace be upon him, instructs us to plant trees. And on top of that, he says, any creature of the Almighty that will benefit from the tree, the reward will go to you who has planted the tree. Imagine what kind of peace. So whether it is a bird, whether it is a human being, whether it is any other animal, the fruit or the shade of that tree that benefits everyone, we will be rewarded. But how many of us are interested in planting trees? We ask this question in all earnest, that do you know what? I need to and you need to plant trees. Are we going to plant trees now that we've heard how important it is? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to do so. Similarly, when it comes to the ocean around us, or the sea, or the water, we are not allowed to contaminate it as Muslims. We are at peace with the ecosystem around us, the fish in the ocean. I have a duty to ensure that I do not do anything to harm it. And this goes back to another ruling. If you cannot benefit, then the minimum is do not harm. And this is something we are taught as Muslimin. Sometimes I really want to reach out to you, but I cannot. So what is the minimum? The minimum is I should not harm you. That's enough. There was a time when we used to count our friends. And we used to say, this person has helped me and that person has helped me. A time has come when your best friend is he who has not harmed you. Who did not harm you. That is your best friend. You do not expect help anymore. Whereas we are Muslimin. We are supposed to be turning towards others to help them and not just to receive all the time from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that beautiful understanding and make us taste the beautiful peace both internally and externally. My brothers and sisters, in dealings, in the economy, in the way we operate with our business, we need to make sure that we are from those who promote peace. This is why fair play in business is part of the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, what is known as riba, which is usury or interest, is prohibited in Islam. It is unfair. Practice that is unfair. It is not the subject of our discussion today. But what I can say is, whenever we are dealing, bear in mind, try to benefit the one whom you are dealing with. And if each one is looking at that, we will be promoting true peace. Let me give you one small example where peace is snatched away. Say I have gone into a supermarket and I have purchased, for example, something electronic. And I have paid a price. And the brother told me, do you know what, this is the best price and the best item. If I walk out of the supermarket and immediately I see that I have been ripped off, which means this thing that I have been given right now is either inferior, or I have paid too much for it, or it is not as it is advertised and so on, what will happen? Immediately it does something to me in my heart. This is the beginning of the untangling of the whole series, or should I say the skittle effect, before we lose every form of peace. You take a look at what will happen. In my heart I feel I was ripped off. So sometimes human nature, I might say, oh, that man, you know, curse be upon him. Astaghfirullah. You don't just curse people, pray for him. He might be on his way to you to change your goods, I hope. Allahu Akbar. So what would happen is, if you had this feeling in you that you were ripped off, and then maybe whatever you purchased did not work properly, you begin to hate the individual, you don't like the place, anyone who asks you, you tell them, this place, they are ripping people off and so on. And what happens as a result, there is no relation between us in a positive way. It's only negative. Every time someone talks of your business, it is something that is, no one wants to actually go there. And every time you talk about this particular item you've bought, you start making mention of how bad it was in your experience and so on. So if it was the other way around, where you bought something, you made use of it, it lasted for so long, amazing, what would happen? You would praise not only the item, but even the place you bought it from. You would encourage others to go there. Business would flourish and so on. This is why it's important for us to know the link that we are supposed to be having with one another when it comes to business dealings as well. What is of utmost importance is for us to realize that there are certain things that are halal, which means permissible, certain things that are haram, which means prohibited. The Almighty has declared what is halal and what is haram, what is permissible, what is prohibited. And He has declared it in quite a detailed way in order for us to achieve peace. I want my health to be protected. I don't know, for example, when I'm eating things, whether this is going to be beneficial for me or not. So I need to make mention of the name of the Almighty, because He is the owner of peace. I want my body to be within that peace. And at the same time, I will not eat that which He has disallowed, believing that if I do, it's going to result in snatching away of my peace. It snatches away your spirituality. It snatches away even your health. So sometimes people engage in, say for example, let's make mention of a few items that are prohibited in Islam. People might be engaging in the consumption of intoxicants. What happens? It will damage you. Your peace goes. You lose your peace. And then what happens? Some people might be consuming that which may be, let's say, products of swine and so on. That too, it is dangerous, it is harmful for your health. Some might argue, how is it harmful? Well, to be honest, there are two things you need to know. One is, whether you understand that it is harmful or not, you need to abstain from it, because the owner of peace is telling you that, watch out, this thing here, do not eat. Number one. Number two is, make an effort to try and look at why it is that this particular item is prohibited. You will be amazed by the reasoning, by the research, by the findings of the people who have looked into it. And then you will sit back years later and say, Subhanallah, all praise is due to Allah. I actually stayed away from this and I've benefited in such a big way. I have protected my health and so on. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. Brothers and sisters, take a look at another ingredient of peace in the beautiful Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how we should spend. I need to consider my income when I'm spending. Those who do not do that, would probably struggle. They lose contentment. Why? Because you are owing this person, you are owing that person, you have so much credit on your credit card, you have so much on hire purchase every month, you are giving so much in installments, your peace is gone. The reason is, you did not understand the law of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا. The true worshippers of the Almighty are those whom, when they spend, they are neither extravagant nor are they from amongst those who are miserly. But they know the balance between the two. You have earned, for example, 1,000, you will spend 500. Or you might spend something on that which you need. You budget according to your income. If the need be for you to adjust your life completely because your income has plummeted, then do so. Do not be arrogant and do not be haughty to admit that my income has now come down and I now need to sell this Rolls Royce that I have and purchase a Toyota. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Brothers and sisters, it's extremely important that we understand these laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in place in order for us to be able to lead a life that is full of peace. Now let's get to the peace that we are looking for on a global level. Once we have peace within ourselves, we fulfill the rights of one another. We understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, if you want to change a condition, you need to start off by changing your own condition. If your own condition is not changed, forget about changing the whole world. So if I want peace globally, I need to make the pledge of peace that I will do everything in my capacity to ensure that peace prevails. I will make sure I go out of my way to solve and resolve, to sort matters out, to resolve problems and disputes. I will not create a problem. I will go out of my way to speak good and kindly, good about others, kindly to others. And whenever there is a matter, I will deal with it in the most beautiful way. If you have a problem with a certain brother or a sister or anyone for that matter, to go around the whole world to tell them that you have a problem does not solve the problem. But to address it directly with them will actually solve the matter. This is something that a lot of us take for granted. We have a problem, we have an issue. Sometimes we don't even have an issue. But we could not even be bothered to educate ourselves. Do you know how important it is just to understand the culture of other people, to try and understand their language, to try and look into what they, how they understand things? You know, an example comes to my mind of people who are too lazy to look at others' cultures and how they suffer a loss. A brother was telling me of a businessman. A businessman from an English-speaking country who had a detergent that was really, you know, we call it hotcakes. It was selling a lot. And selling amazingly, so much that he thought, let me now market this in the Middle East. So he comes to the Middle East and he decides to translate everything into Arabic and he put it into the market. A month later, he sees sales are very bad. And then he decided to inquire, why is it so bad? Why is it that the sales are so terrible? So he looked into the matter and he asked a few of the experts and he started asking some of the Arab brothers that why don't you buy this detergent? And they said, well, this detergent is one that we should all stay away from. Why is it? You see, look at the packet. At the back it's translated. It says here, before and after. And there is a white shirt and then there is a grey shirt. So he says, no, the grey shirt is before and the white shirt is after. And he says, no, in the Middle East we read from the other side. So basically what's happening is everyone here thinks that, you know what, it's going to be white. When you put it in and dump it in, it's going to come out grey. Something so simple that will make us laugh. But the point I'm raising is, why don't we try to understand one another's culture? Why don't we try to understand one another's languages? Why don't we reach the globe, Muslim or non-Muslim, try and understand where they are coming from? Why did they say what they said? Try and look into it. The problem with us, as soon as we hear something, we are just like this man who translated this thing and he put the grey and the white, not realizing they're going to read it from the other side. And so a problem happens from no problem. And this is where we lose peace, lack of education. It is extremely important to educate yourselves and myself. Very important. And this is why education of any sort in the Sharia has been given a lot of importance. In Islam, we are taught to educate ourselves. You will never go wrong if you learn something. It is all about learning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Not like the madman. He was knocking a nail into the wall. And sadly, because he was a little bit, you know, backward, he had the sharp side facing him. And he had the other side facing the wall. And as he's about to knock it, the other madman comes. And he says, "Hey, you see this nail? It's wrong what you're doing." He says, "What's wrong?" He says, "This nail is for that wall. Allahu Akbar. This nail is for that wall." The point being raised here is, they both needed help. Sometimes the people we go to for help need help themselves. So this is why we say, educate yourselves, don't be fooled. And how is it that I will protect myself from being fooled? Go back to the manuscript that was given to you by your maker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sent you the Quran. It is your duty. He will ask you about it. There is no ways that you are going to be able to run away from that question. No ways. Allah is going to ask you about your link with Him. He sent you words of His own for you to look into, to understand, to put into practice, to achieve peace, inner and outer peace in this world and the next. What is it that you did with the word of Allah? Did you attempt to read it, or did you believe those who always told you it's haram to look into the words of Allah, to look into the meanings of the words of Allah? How long are we going to be fooling ourselves? Until the day we die and beyond, and we still don't know what Allah said? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. My brothers and sisters, beware of those who disturb the peace. Beware of those who promote disturbance of peace. Be careful of them, be alert. Remember, never let them use you to engage in that which is clandestine, to engage in that which will disturb the peace, whether it is of your city, of your country, or anywhere on the globe. We are Muslimin, and we are people who believe in peace. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in so many different ways that whenever there is an opportunity, even where there is a war, if there is an opportunity for peace, you need to be the first person who shows that you are ready. You are ready to make peace. وَإِن جَنَحُوا لِلسَّلْمِ فَاجْنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If they are inclining towards peace, you incline towards it and lay your trust in Allah. Why does he say lay your trust in Allah? Sometimes people might say, "I'm not too sure of the intentions of these people." Well, the intentions are known by Allah. If something is clear, showing you that they are ill-intended, then yes, you have the right to protect yourself from being conned. But don't just use the excuse of not knowing the intention of the next person to stay away from making peace. You make peace by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. My brothers and sisters, we have so many people talking about peace today, and so many people really fighting in the name of peace. Is that Islam? Is that what Islam teaches? We need to understand, the minute we've developed our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minute we have surrendered to the law of Allah, we will be so calm, we will be so much in peace. If you want to know what peace brings about, it brings about positiveness. It brings about calmness. It brings about focus. It brings about contentment, hope, and goodness in our thoughts, our actions, our character, and our being. Positive people. Why? Because they're at peace. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, one of the most important things on a personal level is to surrender to the decree of Allah after having tried your best to achieve that which is beneficial for you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it quite clear. He says, loud and clear, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Make an effort to achieve that which is beneficial for you. And seek the help of Allah and do not be lazy. What this means is, whatever is beneficial for me, whether it is a business deal, whether it is learning something, whether it is marriage, whether it is anything else, whatever is beneficial, I need to work hard towards achieving it. And I ask Allah's help. I cannot sit back and say, okay, whatever is in my destiny shall drop down the ceiling. Some people have this notion that, you know what? It is written for you, so it will not miss you. Well, if it was written that you were foolish, then, to be honest, a difficult life may be written for you. How do you know? But if you made an effort, then you leave the rest in the hands of Allah. He is the one who gave you the energy and the ability, the capacity to make the effort. How then can you just sit back, relax and say, you know what? If it's meant to happen, it will happen. Make an effort and then leave it in the hands of Allah. If it does not happen, it was never meant to be. And if it did happen, it was always meant to be. Be at peace with that. Allah has kept all of us on different conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept every one of us in different financial conditions, different levels of problems and issues, challenges that we face. Everyone has different types of challenges. But Allah says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not burden anyone more than they can take, more than they can bear. Remember this. So this is why, when you have a matter, an issue, call it a challenge. Turn to Allah, ask His help, draw closer to Him. Look at the positives that have come out of it. Some people lose their children. May Allah grant us all paradise and may He make it easy for us all and for those who've lost their children. Some, when they lose their children, they lose themselves as well. And they say, what happened to me? How can Allah have done this to me? It is part of the mercy of Allah that He did that to you. Do you realize? He has made you return to Him in a beautiful way. Understand that He loves that child more than you will ever love the child. That is Allah. We think we love this child. Well, Allah loves him more. So Allah took him away. Some of us, Allah has given us sickness. And so people say, I've been sick for so long, how can I be at peace? The reality is you need to surrender to the law of Allah. Surrender to the destiny that Allah has chosen for you. And then you will find a lot of peace. If you are sick and ill, visit the doctor. Ask Allah's help. Try and do whatever you can. And then remember, for every droplet of pain, there is a reward. There is a reward in your direction. And remember that when a sick person happens to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or gets to the record on the Day of Judgment and finds such a big reward for having endured, just the endurance, they will say, oh Allah, why didn't you keep me sick for longer than this or for a longer time so I could have amassed greater reward. But we are being told from now that this is what it is. If you are not going to be at peace with what the Almighty has decided for you, you will never be at peace because He is the decider. He is the one who chooses. Subhanallah. So whatever He has chosen for you, difficulty will come in your life, not because He does not like you, but because that is life. Life is a challenge. But make sure that those difficulties, you rise to them in the name of Allah. And you try and solve them in a way that you promote peace in the lives of others. This is why it's not good enough for us to just talk about peace without promoting it actively in the lives of others. Our children, our family members, and those whom we interact with, and those whom we reach out to across the globe. Say good things and make sure you've tried to empower them as to how they will achieve the eternal peace. Remembering how I started the talk by saying, develop your link with Allah. Develop your link with your Maker, the owner of peace. The one who owns peace, it comes from Him. Do you know, we spoke about the greeting, we spoke about the term Islam. And I would like to remind you that when we complete one of the most important pillars of Islam, which is the prayer or salah, immediately after that, we're taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek Allah's forgiveness thrice. So I say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. That is only after I have said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah on my right, and Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah on my left. So I have pledged peace to all those on my right, all those on my left. I have declared this pledge every time I pray. And at the same time, I seek Allah's forgiveness. Then what do I say? After I say Astaghfirullah thrice, I am taught to say, Allahumma antas salam. Oh Allah, You are the owner of peace. It comes from you. It's the source. You are the source of peace, the owner of peace, the giver of peace. That is the name As-Salam. Allahumma anta As-Salam. Wa minka As-Salam. It comes from you, O Allah. Whatever we have, the peace has come from you. You are the owner of it. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. We ask Him, we glorify Him, we praise Him, we declare His greatness and so on. But we are acknowledging that this peace that I want from You, O Allah. My brothers and sisters, I present to you something you may have tasted. And if you haven't, a challenge. You go and you will taste it. What is it? Enter any house of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enter any masjid, known as a mosque or a masjid, the house of Allah. Didn't we just say He is the owner of peace, the source of peace? It comes from Him. Enter the house of Allah. If you are genuine, you have a heart, you will taste the peace. No matter how sinful you are, because you have come to the owner of peace. And something will move you inside. If you have a heart, something will move you inside. You will feel the tranquility, the peace. Just the other day, I happened to visit the masjid of Sheikh Zayed in Abu Dhabi. And amazingly, as I entered, there is a feeling, there is a tranquility. And it's not just with that masjid, it is with any house of Allah. You enter the most powerful of all these places, the most blessed, the most high in spirituality, Mecca. Enter the Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah, where the Kaaba is, and see what happens to you. If you have a heart, it is hair-raising, believe me. It will move you. The owner of peace is merely showing you, hey, do you know who owns peace? Do you know where to find it? Here's my house, come. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, when we see others come to the house of Allah, never ever make them feel unwanted. Because the owner of the house wants them there. He brought them there. How dare we speak to them in a way that makes them feel, hey, I'm out of place here. Brothers and sisters, that is the masjid. That is the house of Allah. See the peace that comes from it and see what happens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this beautiful peace. And we need to make an effort to attend these houses. The men, it is your duty. It is your duty to attend the masjid, the house of Allah. It is the house of peace. That is where you meet each other as brothers. And you will greet Assalamu alaikum. And do you know, when you say Assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you, eye contact is important. And to shake the hand is important. This type of contact shows you that I am your brother. I am part of your family. And this is why we are taught that every one of us, we are the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be concerned of one another in the same way we are concerned of ourselves. You know, we have a notion today that is very, very far from Islam. And it is important for us to speak about it from this platform of peace. There are people who think that Islam preaches enmity towards non-Muslims. Anyone who's not a Muslim, well, he's our enemy. That is a complete misunderstanding. The truth is, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at every non-Muslim as a potential Muslim. In fact, I can give you an example of one day when a burial, or should I say a burial, was about to take place, and the person's janazah, or the coffin, was actually being taken past Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he stood up. He stood up. Imagine, he was seated and he stood up. So some of the companions said, you stood up, but this is a Jewish man. Look at the question. He says, you stood up, but this is a Jewish man. This hadith is in Bukhari. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is he not a human being? Amazing. Is he not a human being? And that clarifies for us. And there are so many other points of clarification. That they are human beings. Perhaps our own forefathers somewhere up the ladder were not Muslim. If people looked at them the way some are teaching others to look at all non-Muslims as enemies, one wonders whether we would have been Muslim. Common logic. This is why, my brothers and sisters, do not let people contaminate your minds regarding Islam. It is a clear-cut religion. It is a religion of peace. Even your enemy, when he leans towards peace, you need to make sure you lean even further. And this is why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another beautiful example of his, when he was in Mecca, those who were the greatest enemies, every single time they called him, he went rushing, thinking that perhaps they want to hear some goodness, and he would go and address them and talk to them. Why? He wanted to seize every opportunity to convey the message of goodness to them. Look at him on the day of Khaybar, at the time of a war, he had told Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, "Oh Ali, you are going to go into this place. Remember, if Allah has used you to guide one of these people, it's better for you than whatever materialistic item of the highest value there is here." That time it was Humr al-Na'am, the red camel. Why was this? These were enemies. These were people who wanted to harm the Muslim. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, we preach peace, we teach peace, we stand for peace, we will promote peace even at times of war." Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deep understanding. This is why, my brothers and sisters, it is extremely important for us to understand this beautiful faith of ours. We are so blessed. We reach out to the Muslim, to the non-Muslim, to those who like us, to those who do not like us. Sometimes they just need a little bit of education. They need a bit of a tapping. Maybe it's you who can greet them properly and try and smile in order to promote the beautiful teachings of Islam, because they have heard so much negativity of this beautiful religion. May Allah grant us the use of this platform to clarify some of these misconceptions. We hope to meet again. And until then, wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.